Because there's a lot of improvements to make, putting away teams, which they did yesterday. It took a while, but they finally put Seattle away, converting touchdowns in the red zone. Their red zone creativity has to get a little bit better. They still dropped 36 points, and they left a lot on the table. So you scored 36. You left a lot of food on your plate. A lot to improve on for the 49ers. But it's when they're watching that film today, saying, boy, we have so much potential. So much potential. It feels good today. Feels good to win that division game the way that they did, in the fashion that they did. Oh, I'm feeling good today, man. There's nothing like being Seattle, Shasky. I don't care. I can't stand Seattle. I really can't.
Well, I want to go through some of my notes here because I obviously diagram every play and I put them all in, but the whiffs on kickoff coverage are going to cost this team down the stretch. It's something, you know, when you have a lot of injuries, you're forced to play players that aren't NFL players on special teams. If you've got guys that aren't starters starting, you're going to have guys that aren't NFL players as special team players. You can't suit up 1,000 guys. And so they've got to shore that up. I don't know how you do it.
You have to get healthy is how you do it. And so George Odom slots back to special teams, and you're not playing guys like Jalen Mahoney on special teams. But special teams had a mixed bag yesterday. The kickoff return was a problem.
They were kicking it short.
Look, Matthew Wright was not hitting the end zone. His leg was not as strong as I thought it was. But you do recover a fumble on a kickoff team. You punch a ball out, you recover a fumble. And you know what? Special teams, the kicker, he goes 3 for 3. I'm not mad at that, Shasky. Going 3 for 3. Not mad at that at all.
No, I might be a little agitated that we kicked three field goals, but I'm with you. You know, he was good.
And Mitch Wisnowski, the guy who dropped off yesterday, Damon in San Francisco, because I remember you laughing. You're like, I want to take his call. Wisnowski's the X factor. We all laughed. But Mitch Wisnowski punted his ass off yesterday. Pinning them inside the 10, three kicks inside the 20-yard line. I know we talk a lot about punters and kickers. We want to disrespect them when they do something wrong. But how about giving them some love and some credit? Wisnowski deserves love and credit today.
Okay.
He does. Come on, Shasky.
I said okay.
Come on. That was a condescending okay.
Okay.
Give him some knock. Come on. Give him some love, man.
Mitch Wisnowski.
Come on. Break it down. You got thoughts on everything.
You saved
Wisnowski
us.
Was good.
Well, I mean, he was good. Yes. But I thought the secondary was really good in this game. If you look at a lot of the hidden yardage that happened for Seattle, a lot of it was on these like middle of the field screens. I mean, they just did over and over and over again and basically getting all their linemen out in front to block against a bunch of smaller secondary players. I thought Brown was excellent yesterday, considering how he's been shaky the last couple of weeks. Malik Mustafa made plays. Odom still scares me. Diamond Lenore was awesome. And I thought Renardo Green had ups and downs, more ups than downs for a young player. They were going no huddle Seattle a lot in this game. What did you make of that? Like college-y offense.
Well, they were desperate because they were trying to pick up the tempo desperately to go no huddle. They needed a spark. They needed to try something because lighting up in the huddle or running the football wasn't working. Protecting Geno Smith was not working as Nick Bosa lived in the backfield all game long. And number 97, that was probably his best game of the season. He was phenomenal yesterday up in Seattle. So that's why they had to go no huddle. They had to give a little jump. But real quick, you know me, I got to give equal opportunity. I got to give love. Credit where credit is due. And nobody's going to talk about it. Everybody was freaking out about the game. It was 23-17, right? They were 23-3. Chenault has a 97-yard kickoff return. The Niners come out and punt. Third and 18, they don't convert. They throw it to Deebo Samuel. He gets 15 yards. And it's like, damn, here we go with the momentum. Wisnowski had 3 straight punts. I had to give him love. Wisnowski had a punt to the 6-yard line, had a punt to the 18-yard line, which, you know, obviously forced a fumble there. And they had bat ruling there.
It should have been a fumble.
And then his next punt, the Niners down and at the 3-yard line. So that's 3 straight punts inside the 20-yard line. 2 of the 3 punts going inside the Seattle 7-yard line. That was big to at least maintain field position. And then after their last punt, they start their possession at the 3-yard line. Geno ends up throwing an interception. Yeah. So that's 3 straight punts by Wisnowski. While the game was getting hairy, while everybody was freaking out, 2 of his 3 punts go inside the Seattle 7-yard line. Got to give him love there, man. Wisnowski, he brought it yesterday, punting the ball. That's an element that we don't talk about, but I'm going to do it right there, right now. Wisnowski, you make it a game ball as well.
What did you? You've obviously praised Bosa throughout the show today. What did you think of the other guys on that defensive line? I thought Kevin Givens and Leonard Floyd, though, didn't get a lot of credit for tackles and sacks. Thought they played pretty well.
They did play well. Who's our boy? Okawadu?
Yeah, he was in the backfield.
I mean, he was in the backfield, number 91, Flash. And then Malik Collins, who we don't talk about enough, number 99. He was pushing that pocket as well inside. So I thought the defensive line played really good complimentary football. It wasn't bad at all from this defensive line, led by Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa has to set the tone, but the other guys followed.
What did you make of when Garendo came in? They were doing these like rugby style tosses. They weren't like the, sometimes you see the tosses that are like a lob toss. Mm-hmm. Purdy was spinning these tosses to Garendo. I'd never seen them do that. It was like a whip toss.
Yeah, it was whip. He was.
I liked it. It was like kind of like get him the ball out on the edge and let him kind of make the decision whether to cut in or go to the outside.
The 49ers' first offensive snap felt like they had a miscommunication on a handoff there. Jordan Mason got the handoff, but it looked like Purdy pirouetted the wrong way.
Gotcha.
I remember that first play, play they had inside their old 5-yard line. It was a little funky. It was like, we gotta get on the same page here. But those tosses, when you do whip it, I get a little nervous because running backs, you see them dropping a lot. Those make me a little nervous, those quick little whip tosses outside.
Well, it wasn't the these like lob tosses.
Yep.
This was it reminded me of rugby where you're like almost spinning it as you're throwing it over there. It was just interesting. There's always these wrinkles that Shanahan throws in that I appreciate that I don't know how many other people pick up on.
Let's go to Mark from Eagle, Idaho. Where is that?
It's right next to Boise.
Right next to Boise?
Yeah, so they're like right on top of each other.
Oh, look at you getting out the Bay Area.
Am I wrong?
I don't know.
There's a lot of Californians that live in.
I didn't know you left California.
In the Eagle Boise area, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Good knowledge.
Thank you.
How you guys doing today? So such a good day when the Niners win the night before, don't you agree?
Oh my gosh!
What a great day.
Can you imagine if they didn't win that game? In the way that game was going.
Oh, my gosh.
Today would have been a disaster.
I kept saying, here we go again. I kept saying to myself, here we go again. But I just had 3 points I wanted to make to get your replies off the air. First, Bosa was amazing. The defense played well.
Number one.
I would just like to see a few more blitzes coming in instead of just the four. I know that's what they like to do, but I know a couple of games ago they've sent some pressure and had a lot of luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the special teams really need some work. That goes without saying. And thirdly, I'm so glad they found a way to win after it looked like they were going to fold like a cheap suit, but they came through. So just like to get your thoughts on that, guys. Great show. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for calling from Idaho there. I'll start with the rushing four. I love rushing four and trying to get home. And I thought the front four got home most of the night there, or at least forced Geno to move off the spot in the pocket or throw erratically. I thought the front four was excellent yesterday. Whenever you can get pressure with the front four and you don't have to blitz, that means there's seven guys in coverage. Against those wide receivers, Lockett, DK Metcalf, and Jackson Smith and Jigba, as well as Noah Fant, I like having seven back in coverage. So the less you can blitz and you can get home with just four, that's ideal to me because you don't want to start blitzing against guys like Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott. They'll burn you on a blitz.
Yeah, I just thought Bosa did a great job collapsing the pocket all night, and he was using his power rush and his leverage very well. The other thing I was thinking about in the first half in particular, it's tough to blitz when you do have Devondre Campbell on the field because you're asking him to cover a lot of space or a man in man-to-man with a lot of space, and I don't think that's their best path to having success.
I just love the fact that you could get pressure from a front four. That's what made Philadelphia good a couple of years ago.
It's the New York Giants.
It's New York Giants when they won their Super Bowls. Any front four that you get, like the Denver Broncos team that beat the Carolina Panthers in Super Bowl 50 right down the road here at Levi Stadium. You know what? When you could get pressure with just a four, and then when you do send a blitz, it makes it that much more devastating, that pass rush. But ideally, you want to just drop seven back in today's NFL and try to limit these playmakers. There's too many damn playmakers there. So if I could get home with four, that's ideal. I don't need to blitz.
I forgot to ask you this morning about your thoughts on Patrick Taylor Jr. wearing number 32.
Didn't mind it. He ran hard in that 32.
I mean, that's a number that you hold in high regard.
I do love 32 of Ricky Waters. I do love it.
Kendall Hunter.
Kendall Hunter was good, and I think Ricky Waters. So that's 32.
I know. That's a 32. It's obviously Ricky. That's why I said it to you.
You know,
who also played for the Seahawks.
Yeah, he did play for the Seahawks and the Eagles. He was a good Seahawk. He was iconic. The moment I remember when he was a Seahawk was him crying after 9/11. He had the American flag in his head. Ricky ran hard for Seattle. I think he had a 1,000-yard season up there at the King Dome. I didn't mind him. I didn't mind. The problem, the number I had a problem with last night was the kicker, Matthew Wright, wearing number 35. What a hideous number for a kicker, man. Oh, my God.
It's a DB number.
It's just when I think of college kickers, they're always wearing like number 35, number 87, number 98. I'm like, man, just give it a kicker, any type of number. Just tell me you're weak without being weak. You know what I mean? I don't like those numbers.
Well, maybe it has significance to them. So, you know, whatever, but it's fine.
6'5" asking, did I have some skin in the game? You're excited today. No, I'm happy with a victory. Bonte, trust me, I didn't want to come in here after a loss.
Bonte and Al Michaels were both had the over.
Yeah, I didn't bet on the game. I don't bet on either games, man. It's too emotional.
Did you think that the defense adjusted to obviously the situation in the game, and given that they were running no huddle so much and throwing so many screens in the middle of the field, I thought they did a really good job just kind of not gassing out after only playing a game 3 or 4 days ago.
No, their stamina looked really well, but you look at the time of possession in this football game, I thought the Niners offense did a really good job. And maybe at times the Niners offense was their best defense. The Niners had the ball for over 33 minutes. Over 33 minutes of action. That's 7 more minutes or 6 more minutes than the Seattle Seahawks, of course. But that's big. When you're able to run the football and control the change and go on long. Look at these drives that they went on yesterday, the 49ers, that is. Your first drive of the football game, you go 13 plays, 90 yards. All right, later on you had the one play 76-yard drive, which skews things when it comes to time of possession. But later on in the first half, you have a 14-play 77-yard drive that results into a field goal. But you take 7:43 off the clock. You take 5 minutes off the clock at the start of the third quarter. Later on in the game, you take some clock. So I thought they did a good job of staying on the football field, extending drives there. Defensively, they held up very, very well, and I thought the adjustment was made. It's easier to make adjustments when you can get home with 4 guys. It helps out your young secondary.
So you're talking about the time of possession when I'm looking at, you know, they always like break like halftime stats, like where everyone's standing. Niners are dominating the yardage. They're dominating. I think they had like 250 yards with like, you know, 18 minutes into the game, mm-hmm. right? Let's just say. And you're like, how are they only up 16-3?
Yeah.
At halftime. And then when it's a 7-point game, 6-point game, 23-17, you're thinking, here we go again.
Yeah.
Here we go again. But that's why I think it was very important that we give Nick Sorensen, as we've been, you know, destroying this guy for 4 or 5 weeks now as Niner fans, like, hey, man, they held up yesterday. They held up. And his young players, his very, very young players, looked prepared and ready to make plays. And I think it's important.
Let's hear from Bosa, who gets my game ball for yesterday. Nick Bosa, that's right, folks. For all the haters out there, Nick Bosa gets my game ball. Here's what he had to say. He said he was proud of the guys.
Anybody with a uniform on could play well. And Thursday night games are tough. There's definitely, your legs feel it, especially when it's a battle like that. And there's so many people going in and out that I can't even keep track. But I didn't know JP got hurt, but I saw him rotating all the running backs. So I'm proud of the guys.
Proud of the guys. What about the close plays? Because he almost got home a few times there. They didn't quite finish, but you know what? His impact was felt.
It's a finishing business, especially when you're me and you're expected to finish. And there's a couple close ones there where it almost ball out, game over, and I just got to keep going. It's a long year, and just look at the tape, try and finish those because that's what players like me need to do.
I like the accountability. I like it.
Pretty good awareness. It's a finishing league, and I'm one of the players that has to finish. I'm paraphrasing. That's save that sound for down the line. That is incredible awareness.
Incredible awareness. Incredible. Here.
I thought he was really good.
And he talked about bringing it. Oh, he set the tone for the first play. Nick Bosa, number 97, showed up.
We obviously want to bring a high sense of urgency every game, but when your backs are against the wall, it kind of brings it out of you. And I'm just glad when the momentum swung there, we stuck with it. And that was kind of the message all week. We got the win.
What about Shanahan saying that? Because he was discussing that, hey, man, we've blown a lot of teams out. We've been able to relax in fourth quarters of football games. But that's not really how this league operates. This league is hard. This league is tough to win football games.
So he relayed that message. Steve Kerr moment?
Yeah, he relayed that message to the team after the game in his post-game locker room speech, which Fred Warner was really feeling. But here's what Shanahan said at the podium about that.
You know that we're sick about those two losses that we had, and talk about some losses are harder than others. And when you feel like you had those won, especially division games, and that's made us sick about it. And, you know, we've gone on a stretch here the last 2 years where we've won a lot of games in a row and a lot of the fourth quarters, and some of those win strings these last 2 years haven't been that tight. And guys have been able to relax a little bit and stuff. And we've been talking about how these two losses are a reminder on how the NFL works. And I think we got a little spoiled in that way of just human nature of sometimes feeling too relaxed, and you can never feel too relaxed. I thought we played real well in the second half, but that doesn't mean it's easy to win. I mean, that's how it works. We played well. They played well. They came back and made some plays, which made it tighter. And I was glad that our guys could fight through that, realize that games are really never over where you can just sit and chill in the fourth quarter. You got to go beginning to the end, and got that experience today.
So, you know, yesterday you and I were talking about, hey, you know, we got to win. Let's win big. And all
those
things.
Just win the game.
Well, I had expressed an opinion that I would like to see a kind of back and forth, see a little bit of adversity, because I think it's good for this team to win a crunch game. Like, you need to win one of these tight games. And the way that game ended up going, now you were in control pretty much the whole time, but you were in control. But the game was in the balance throughout the beginning of the fourth quarter and into the middle of the fourth quarter. And so I think that there is a lot to be said for winning that game that way against that team. And I don't know if Seattle's that great, but I think they have great personnel.
Well, you have a lot of new guys contributing, right? And we're going to get to the call of the week after Vizucci in just a second. But when you have Renardo Green, who hasn't been on this team, Malik Mustafa, Dominic Pooney, you got a lot of youngsters here contributing in high-leverage situations. They don't have the experience of playing in close games. So I think it was huge for them. So now when you play Kansas City next week, they're going to make plays, the Chiefs, that is. But you have the wherewithal to say, hey, it's a 60-minute game. We got to finish. And to finish the way they did, having a game 2 days and four nights up in Seattle, you got to get on the flight. You got to go up there and play a physical game. It's loud. The decibel level is loud. Al Michaels can't talk about the decibel levels. Like, okay, Al, we get it. It's very, very loud. The youngsters, getting this experience was huge. Let's go.